So I don't remember what life was like before I needed corrective lenses. By the time I started elementary school, I wore these plastic glasses that were thick with ugly frames and ugly lenses. They're just awful. Now, my sight must have been bad before then, but I don't think I noticed. I don't remember ever thinking or believing that I couldn't see. My eyesight was just what it was. Everything looked blurry, but that didn't stop me from chasing my brother, playing with toys, and getting into trouble. But my parents must have noticed something. Something about my behavior and how I interacted with the environment probably told them that my eyesight was bad. Maybe I couldn't see the letters on the wall or see the numbers my pre-K teachers drew on the chalkboard. Or maybe someone threw a football at me and I didn't duck or try to catch it. After some time, they took me to a doctor who prescribed me my first pair of glasses. I could finally see clearly. But I always have the option to just take my glasses off, take out my contact lenses, and live where the world, 1 foot from my nose, is a complete blur. But through the gift of science, technology, and health insurance, I have a chance to live in an unblurry world. I get to live like how someone with good eyesight actually lives. And that's a blessing that not everyone in this world experiences. And I know that this blessing could easily be taken away. A disease, an accident, my 1-year-old running a giant metal dump truck over my backup pair of glasses. My ability to see clearly could just go away. So for our worship tonight, I want us to try something new. You all notice the blank page in your bulletin. And so I'm going to actually read the gospel lesson out loud. And I'm going to read it slowly, and I'm going to even put some pauses into it. And I'd like you, as I read it, to draw the scene. But here's the trick. You have to draw the scene with your eyes closed.
I thought we were just going to switch glasses.
You could do that too.
same thing.
Okay. So we're going to try to draw it with your eyes closed. So get your pen or pencil. Get it on kind of the paper so you know you're on the paper. That's right. And then we're going to close your eyes. And here's the story. Jesus and the disciples came to Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man to Jesus and begged him to touch him. Now, Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had put saliva on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Can you see anything?" And the man looked up and said, "I can see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he looked intently, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Here ends the reading. So when you are done, open your eyes. All right. So what do you...
Touching.
Yeah, you got the touching. Great.
Yeah, three scenes.
Three scenes. Good. What else?
Trees.
Well, trees.
I
trees.
Yeah. I have a hand.
A hand.
Yeah, two hands.
Twice. Good.
And I have a man kneeling.
Great.
Yeah.
I have that.
Two heads.
Jesus doesn't have
two trees.
Two trees at the end. Yeah.
We could put these up for modern art. Right. So.
That might be two eyes. I'm not sure if it's two eyes.
Did anybody do anything other than stick figure? Oh, you died. You put clothes on in the trees.
Wow.
I didn't know where I was. What did you just
do? Well, Doris, you totally, you don't know where you are on the page.
No, I didn't know where I was. I felt like I could have been drawing over what I had already drawn, even though I was trying to run my hand. But it's just, I had no sense. Really had no sense of what I was doing.
Yeah. Right. You didn't have a sense of where you were.
No.
Lightning.
I heard thunder.
Yeah.
They said they had a little bit.
And I see everyone kind of. A lot of people laid it out in like the scene as I kind of said it slowly.
Right.
And there are different acts. There are different pieces here. But it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's especially since we are, as a people, we're so much into words and visuals and stuff. And when we have a sense cut off from us and still try to use it, it's not easy. And we can't see clearly.
It was very frustrating. It was frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were depicting this really very beautiful picture of
mm-hmm.
Jesus
and
his mm-hmm.
And there's no way of getting it down.
And I couldn't get it on there.
I'll tell you the truth, even if my eyes were open. Could have gotten it down, Doris.
Now, I'd like to end this homily with one more thought, or longer than that. The Bible uses sight as a metaphor for faith. Sight allows us to see ourselves in our world. We can see how far away something is, see our relationship to other people and objects, and we can know where we fit in. But we also know that our sight isn't perfect. Our eyes can lie to us. Our own perspectives, emotions, and experience can cloud our sight. We see through one set of eyes with one set of thoughts and experiences. And that person next to us, what they see is different. It's hard, I think, for us to live as if the world doesn't see itself like we see it. We can only see in one way, and everything we see will always be partially hidden from us, a mystery that can only be explored if we see it from a new place or in a new way. So how do we see? In a new way? How do we see from a new place? Well, I think one way to see that is look at the blind man in the story. We don't know who he is. We don't know his name. We don't even know why he's blind. All we know is that he has friends. Friends who have heard about Jesus. Those friends have faith, so they bring the blind man to see him. And what's funny is that the blind man doesn't ask to be healed. He doesn't beg Jesus to help him see. Jesus in this story takes the initiative. Jesus reaches out, spits, and rubs the man's eyes. And when the blind man looks up, he sees trees. He sees a world blurred. So Jesus touches him again. And it's only then when this person finally sees clearly. Jesus in this text and throughout the Gospel of Mark encounters people over and over again. That's how we see. That's how we see God a little more clearly. We encounter Jesus not just once or twice. We need to encounter Jesus over and over again. That's how the miracle of faith happens in and around us. Now, this faith is sometimes fed by our own personal and vivid encounter with Jesus, an encounter where we see him face to face, feel his presence, and know we are loved. But that isn't the only way Jesus meets us. Sometimes we need our friends. We need a community to bring us to a Jesus who matters, a Jesus who makes a difference, and a Jesus who truly loves us, because that's just who Jesus is. Now, our sight, my sight, will always be blurry. We will never see this world like God sees it, and we'll never see our neighbors as God truly sees them either. But this Jesus who encountered the blind man is still here encountering us in our worship, in our families, in our neighbors, and in our world. So let us see how Jesus is opening our eyes to see God, our world, and our neighbors in a new way. Amen.